Are you out of your minds? Are you all out of your mind? Your mind, your mind, your mind.
And to the C students, I say, you too can be president of the United States.
Kissing cousin, hey, there's nothing. I mean, I don't think about this as a problem of marrying first cousin.
So they all go vegan and wages and picket lines. I don't know, they're not often discussed in purgatory, are they?
I would not, could not, with a goat.
I think the problem with people like this is that they are so stupid that they have no idea how stupid they are.
Welcome to the Crab Diving Show. With your hosts, Ryan Pfeiffer and Patrick Vile.
Happy Thursday, everybody. It's Crab Diving Live, rocketing at you from Los Angeles, California, Koreatown, US of A. It's a little bit after 2 p.m. on the Pacific Coast. A little bit after 5 if your ear holes are taking us in out east, if it ain't that time. Then possibly you're listening to us as a rerun here on the Crab Diving Network 24/7, or you've downloaded us as a podcast at iTunes, at Stitcher, or at the greatest place on earth, fuck Disney, crabdiving.com. Do we have to pay them money now that what? I said that it's the greatest
fuck,
place on earth?
And fuck like Disney? That, or do, yeah. Oh, because that's Disney's.
Isn't that the greatest place on earth, or the funnest place on earth, or the most wonderful place on earth, or the...
I don't know what
most expensive place on earth, the magical kingdom.
I haven't been to Disney in years. I used to go when I was a kid, when I lived in Florida. But I know there's a Disneyland out here, which if you're from Florida, by the way, Disney World is the shit and Disneyland is shit.
Oh, yeah. World
is the best.
Is out there.
Oh, yeah.
Land is here.
Sure.
I've never been to either. I've lived here
really?
For
Disney World.
15 years now and I haven't.
Disney World is where Bobberino lands his plane, you know, the Scientologist.
I'm Patrick Vile, by the way.
I'm Ryan Pfeiffer.
Thanks for joining us, ladies and gentlemen, here. We're going to be here for the next couple of hours live, streaming for your ear holes, shining the light on right-wing bullshittery, nutjobbery, assholery, dickbaggery, and bullshit. Because there's a lot of it going around now. Just horrible, more horrible news. From, you know, the yesterday's mass killing, people are, it's looking more and more like it might have something to do with radical Islamic terrorism in some way, but it might be some kind of a weird hybrid of a workplace slash Islamic terrorism, because dude was worked at the place that he shot up and stuff, so they're still... trying to figure shit out. Obviously, there's still...
Because it has to do with brown people, does this mean we ain't got to hear you bitch about gun control?
Well, for God's sake, I...
Fuck you.
I had to go to facebook.com/cramdiving, everybody. It's a free range zone. You really got to do a lot to get banned on our Facebook page because we have enough room to kind of explain and argue and things like that. But on the Twitter, I just banned the fuck out of people.
You have been banned the fuck out of?
Yeah, a big herd this morning because you just, in 140 characters, you just can't, first of all, you can't reason with these assholes. And then, especially in 140 characters, when they just start gang piling on you, and they're like, you're a libtard. Ha, 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 ha. Oh, he's wrong. Oh, well, I guess on the left, they just think that they're always right. Ha, 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 ha.
But wait. They have all this gun control in California. So how did this shooting take place, smart guy?
That's a big one. And then we tweeted out about the horrific, I think it's a stupid headline over at the goddamn New York Rag Post.
Stupid.
New York Post rag.
Fuck you.
It says Muslim killers. You know, they switched their headline in the middle of the night for their second printing, switched it to like Muslim killers. I just tweeted out, when did Donald Trump buy the Post? Good job to the New York Post for tossing little white boners to all the xenophobes out there. And that one received, we got a few likes, but damn, that one, I got a crap storm loaded onto me for that one.
Xenophobic boners, white, perfect.
And one guy was like, oh, you guys in the libs have been trying to hide it for years. And I was like, hide what? Hide what? Islamic terrorism? We don't hide it. We just don't blame every Muslim in the whole goddamn fucking world for what's going on with the ISIS or Daesh. Dash.
I thought it was Dash.
Dash.
Mrs. Dash. What's that? That's different.
That's a seasoning of some sort, I believe.
It is not an Islamic fundamentalist terrorist group.
But they, right away, I said, look, we were just calling out the New York Post when they, even a little while ago, again, the FBI was saying, we don't have the motivation yet. We're looking into it. There's not an obvious social trail like a lot of these assholes have, where they're out on social media going, kill America, death to America, that kind of shit. Or where they have their browsing history where they've been on, I don't know, killwhitey.com or whatever.
Killwhitey.com.
I'm sure it's out there. Whatever.
By the way, if you're on killwhitey.com and all of a sudden remember that you might need to buy something for your house, for Christmas, for a loved one, please go to Amazon. But before you do that, open up crabdiving.com, access our portal, be gentle. We get a taste, baby.
Yeah, crabdiving.com/Amazon. Also, audible.com, you can download books and shit, and Amazon Prime. If you join Amazon Prime, I think we've got some specials for that. Also, we get a little taste if you join Amazon Prime. I think if you try their free 30-day Amazon Prime or whatever.
Oh, yeah. Please buy shit from Amazon, because right now I'm in the middle of bullshit day job crap that just started right when our show started, and I hate working for people. This shit just rolls downhill, and I'm just at the bottom of the mountain with my mouth just open. Just like, yeah. No. Put more in my mouth. Please. I love it.
Like a Trump supporter.
You can probably find somebody into that here in L.A. That's where we're broadcasting from.
In L.A.
In anywhere.
I think we could pick up a rock and throw it as far as we could here right now, and we'd hit five or six people.
I'm in latex.
We've got the names of the couple. They're pretty sure that it was just two and not three shooters yesterday. I saw an interview with someone who was in the actual room when the shooters burst in, and she said there were two that were shooting everybody. I think they're pretty sure that they got both of them.
Oh, man. It was like 24, our coverage yesterday. It was like listening to an episode of 20-fucking-4.
It was very interesting listening to the...
it was crazy.
Go to crabdiving.com or go to iTunes, go to Stitcher, listening to...
Yeah,
listening to the police scanners yesterday from
totally
San Bernardino. The Syed Farouk,
yes,
28 years old, and his 27-year-old wife Tashim Malik. They're saying that this is quite atypical the way this happened. It's a husband and wife.
Oh,
team.
Those are the shooters. They're not characters on the Big Bang Theory.
Correct.
Okay, sorry about that.
Are they all Muslims in the Big Bang Theory?
I don't know. I'm joking.
Oh, I don't. I've never seen the Big Bang Theory.
Actually, I think everyone's Indian. I'm so stupid. I made a dumb joke. I feel like an idiot. I'm not racist. I'm a fucking liberal. Okay.
Oh God, I got into a fight with just a fucking ass twaddle this morning.
Hello, Mr. Ass Twaddle. Is that a character from a Dickens novel? Yeah. Lady Ass Twaddle.
Lord and Lady Ass Twaddle. I said something about xenophobia, and to which this idiot responded, "This has nothing to do with race. Check, get a dictionary."
Yeah, but it does. It does when
xenophobia doesn't mean race. Xenophobia means fear of foreigners or others or other people. It could include race. It doesn't. So I supplied the dictionary. Definition.
What?
And she came back and said, oh, we all know what you meant.
Oh.
Everyone knows what you meant, you stupid. Don't be so... She called us, we're idiots. Oh, you stupid idiot. Everybody knows what you meant. What? We don't. We know what xenophobia is versus racism. Yeah. You moron.
Yeah, we've got all kinds of hate in this country, and, you know, you
right.
get to know.
If anybody knows how to fucking categorize it, it's crabdiving.com.
Yeah, we got a whole fucking radio station built on liberal hate.
I got a spreadsheet.
Spread.
Left, right-wing hate.
Right-wing hate. We hate the right. We love the left most of the time. shit. It's nuts. It's just fucking crazy. I can't even go on Facebook anymore. I haven't been civil arguing with people. I'll just see an argument on a friend's timeline, and I'll just jump in. I'll say something like, that's stupid. I told one guy on my brother's Facebook page that I was like, congratulations, you just won stupidest meme of 2015 award. Nice. Good for you.
Your younger brother, yeah. He's got some stuff going on too. He takes some swings on his page.
Yeah, good for him. Fighting a good fight. fuck those ass. Fuck the haters. Am I right?
Fuck the haters. All kinds of shit is going on in the world. I'm sure however we check the headlines, and let's, you know, be fair and balanced, and we'll check the morons over at the Drudge Report, but let's see what's going on in the headlines. I'm sure it's still about what happened yesterday.
Hey.
For these lamestream media characters to get all wee-weed up about that.
From the Crab Diving News Studios, soaring high atop the Crab Diving Tower in Los Angeles, California. Dateline, December the 3rd, 2015.
The year of our Lord!
These are your headlines. Over at the Commie Pinko Liberal.
It's a
Huffington Post.
Fuck you, boy!
The headline says, the killer couple... What drove them? Suspects had 1,600 rounds. 1,600 rounds of ammo on them. 12 pipe bombs at home. See,
is that enough?
Maybe. They left their daughter with the grandmother in the morning. They said, we're going. We got a doctor's appointment. And they apparently left their daughter with the grandmother. And they're saying, police say they came prepared.
Yeah.
Motives unknown still. Ugh. Of course, this is the Huffington Post.
Oh, yes.
I'm sure over at the Drudge Report, it's the headline's going to have something Muslim-y.
Muslim-y.
Yeah.
You're damn right. You're damn right we are.
It says authorities haven't ruled out terrorism even today. President Barack Hussein Obama said, we don't know if the shooting is terrorist related or not. He used the word terrorist. He did not use the word Islamic terrorist or Muslim evil baby eating Arab.
Is that because he's a tremendous pussy, Pat?
Oh, well, that's the first thing Donald Trump said. I heard a clip earlier where Donald Trump was talking about it, and he's like, we got a president who is afraid to say those words. And then Donald Trump goes into that bullshit, that veiled, obviously, well, it's the InfoWars-y kind of stuff.
It's
the veiled, Obama's a secret Muslim. Obama isn't from this country. There's something different about him.
Yeah.
Right?
There is something different about him. For once in this country, we don't have a white president. How do you like that?
And Trump was saying, I mean, Trump was like, you know, there's something going on there. He's been saying that. There's something going on.
I mean, it's actually pandering, and it's not even subtle. It's barely subtle. We don't know. We don't know that he's not a terrorist.
Right.
Jesus Christ, you're talking about the president, you dickhead.
The
most progressive, the far leftist of us all didn't say things like that about Bush.
Correct.
I mean, maybe they did.
I mean, that's some heinous things about Bush, but none.
He was heinous.
Well, but no conspiracy theory type of shit. I mean, the worst thing we've said about Bush is that he should be hauled out for war crimes, which it seems that a significant amount of the rest of the goddamn planet agrees with.
Governments
agree.
The thing about Bush is he seems so stupid at times. I would start getting out my tinfoil hat and think, well, this must have been orchestrated for us to have a president that seemed as vacant. and as daft,
right,
as W.
Well,
but I guess, you know, what do you mean?
Well, they were gonna bring us Rick Perry.
Oh my God!
Next, right?
Yeah, he would have. I just had a moment where I was trying to think who's the dimmest of all the 2016 clown car past and present passengers? Who was the dumbest?
Oh, come
on. It has to be Rick fucking Perry.
Michelle Bachmann.
What about Scott Walker with the look on his face?
I don't think he's that dumb. I don't think he's bright, but
perpetual
I don't think
duck face.
Yeah, I think he's about George Bush level dumb, but without the charm.
Ooh, yeah, I'm George Bush without that electric personality. Right?
Yeah, suck the fun out of George Bush.
Sucking,
and you've got Scott Walker.
Oh yes,
the Donald Trump. I think I've got audio of this. Let's see if this is one of the latest things that the heinous Dr. Trump, Trumpenstein has said. Let me see if.
But we're fighting a very politically correct war.
Yeah. Well, we see
and
that
the other thing is with the terrorists, you have to take out their families. When you get these terrorists, you have to take out their families. They care about their lives. Don't kid yourself.
Mr.
But they
Trump.
Say they don't care about their lives. You have to take out their families.
Jesus,
you have to take out their families.
Hi, Republicans. Honestly, can we just get someone else to run for you? Because now it's too scary. I know there's no chance he's going to win, right? Remind me that there's no chance in fucking hell Donald Trump will ever be president, right? I'm out of my mind to even worry about it. That's what the libs are telling me. What? Why are you?
There's no chance.
Okay.
There's probably no chance.
Oh my God.
That Donald Trump would ever be the president. But
you have to take out their families.
Yesterday plays right into the lunatic's hands. You know this is going to happen. Even Chuck Todd, who frequently
he's a dick,
has Republican starfish prints on his tongue. He is saying he was trying to be very coy, coquettish. One might say, trying to say that he's worried the shit's going to hit the fan in this country because of this. If this is found out to be, a radicalized, homegrown, Islamic
sleeper cell,
ISIS old terrorist-y type, that it's just going to play into these assholes' fears, and especially on the Republican side, they're going to run around screaming. Kick all the Muslim, round them up.
But aren't we too smart to fall for that? Like, again? I mean, can't we not fall for that? We just, haven't we evolved? Aren't we better?
Isn't half of the country right now almost gleeful on Twitter over the fact that this might be Islamic terrorism? See, we told you, I was trying to reason with those idiots this morning and say, look, we're not 100% sure it's terror. We'll call it terror. We're not like the president. I'll say it's Islamic terror. I don't have to not piss off Saudi Arabia. I don't have to not piss off a world full of Muslims. I think they're all idiots.
I think
all religion is equally stupid.
It's hilarious, actually.
I think it's all.
Do you know who I worship? Orson.
Aquaman.
No. Orson.
Did you switch?
Yes. I converted to Orson.
You're cheating on
Do you know who Orson is?
Or are you a multi-theist?
What was Mork's religion? Mork from Ork. He would pray to Orson. Mork calling Ork. Come in, Orson.
No, he talked to Orson.
Are you saying Mork from...
Someone actually answered.
Mork
it's
and Mindy.
It's not like God.
Mork and Mindy was
Orson
atheist.
Orson existed.
Baby-killing bullshit propaganda.
Right.
It was an instrument of the left.
Nanu.
Shazbot. No one knows.
Kids,
fuck we're talking
go
about.
Go into the archives of Netflix or Hulu or whatever.
That was such a great show. You know, I had action figures. One year for Christmas. No, for Easter, in fact. I got a Mork action figure with the egg.
Damn.
You remember that? He traveled in a space egg.
I do.
It was the best. A little... You could put him in it. And he could play. You know what? I always did a mashup. I had the most amazing mashup. I would always make up Star Wars and Mork Adventures because the characters.
Well, sure. Who knows? They may have run across each other.
Well, my action figures were the same size. I could never have action figures of different size and proportions interact with each other.
Remember
it
the
would
big
bother
G.I.
me.
Joes? They never worked.
Oh, yeah.
Or unless you were doing like a kind of a giant invading thing when you, with the little green army men. Occasionally a giant G.I. Joe monster would come through.
By the way,
that's what happened on the south side of Chicago.
The south side. Who were the pervs that designed all those He-Man Masters of the Universe guys? Why did they all wear it's like they look like wrestlers, and they all look, you know, like leather dudes in little bikini bottoms.
Oh, I think the gluteus maximus isn't developed enough on that Thundercat.
We need to put a little bit more bone in Skeletor. Skeletor's got a bulge.
Over at... This is quite typical. Over at the Drudge Report, ladies and gentlemen.
Fuck you.
Prepare, strap on your Depends, because you're going to shit yourself.
Take a shit in my hat.
They have a photograph of the New York Post headline that says Muslim killers.
Oh, yes.
So Drudge is thrilled about that.
Is this the one you twatted out?
Yep.
At Crab Diving, follow us on Twitter.
And tweet us during the show, ladies and gentlemen. CRABDIVING, crab diving. One
That's
word.
Right, boy.
The headline says, recently traveled to Saudi Arabia.
Oh, my God.
Radicalized terrorist Yay. Link.
Have you ever been to Saudi Arabia? No?
I have not.
I'm trying to figure out if you have been radicalized. Kate?
I have not.
Kate's been radicalized.
Kate! Although... I do have to give props to one of the knuckle dragging dickwads on Twitter.
Hello, knuckle dragging dickwad.
I actually didn't block this person because he made me laugh.
Oh, unblocked.
Let me see if I can find exactly what he said. Forgive me. Our picture. Well, it has to do with our picture, our avatar on Twitter. Forgive me if I completely fucking disregard the opinion of a pot smoking crab who lives on a pile of beer cans.
Hey, I was about to tell him to fuck off, but do you want a job?
I gave him a like on that one. I'll appreciate
it. That's pretty fucking funny.
If you can make the crab laugh, you don't get blocked.
Oh, yeah. Hey, listen, sorry our crabs aren't healthy enough. People in your party dumped a shit ton of oil into the Gulf of Mexico, and now all the little crab larvae have fucking oil shoved up all, you know what I mean?
Right.
The crabs are getting fucked up by the oil.
Pre-lubed.
No one cares. Pre-lubed crabs, boys and girls, for
That's
Christmas.
Exactly right.
Go to Amazon, access our portal on crabdiving.com. Pre-lubed.
Stay tuned, ladies and gentlemen, if you're listening live today, Thursday at 4 p.m. Pacific. Don't forget there's a brand new, sparkling, awesome, feminitastic episode of Pretty Misandry with the very funny, awesome, feminitastic Maggie Strong.
Hashtag kill all men.
Who actually tweeted us, said, oh my God, He-Man wears like no clothes. Sexual, right?
Right. How dare you point that out? Don't be
it's
a perv.
True, though. I mean, look what they put them in.
Oh, yeah. Skeletor. He-Man had that. Had a weird, if I remember correctly, he has like brown furry pants on.
No, those are his pubes sticking out from
God.
His mankini.
That's not true.
It was. They weren't into manscaping back in the 80s, so that was his bush.
You know,
big 80s bush.
Maybe it was because they looked like wrestlers. Maybe whoever did the Masters of the Universe bullshit, maybe they were into wrestling because they look like wrestlers. He-Man had a leather strap-on.
Strap-on.
Why?
The dildo of death.
The dildo of life.
Oh, it's He-Man. He's a good guy.
He's a good guy.
Right. The life-giving
Skeletor.
Juice from the dildo of life.
Jeez.
Trump also, we just played the clip of Donald the Trump saying that we got to kill the terrorists' families. Not only the terrorists, got to kill their families, too.
Why would he say that? How is that helpful for a dialogue? How is that helpful to prevent this? Oh, God, the cut on my finger opened up. Look at that.
I like you're bleeding like a stuck pig.
Sorry, I did that
and choking
to death noise in my voice. And I
you phlegmed up, yeah.
No. How does this help, Donald? I mean, wait, who said this, Donald Trump? How does that help? How does what he said help? No, thank you.
It makes the...
I'm bleeding.
The lunatics... agree.
Oh, yeah. Oh, perfect. Again, how does that help?
They're out there saying, yeah, listen, Trump, he's the only one who's going to do something. He doesn't want to just blow up the ISIS. He wants to get their families, too.
The ISIS. We're going to blow up the ISIS.
Oh, my God. I hope I can find a tape, but this one. Trump today, I guess it was today, quite possibly the yesterday. Nope, Thursday, 14 Republicans. Oh, there's more tape I want to try to find as we're going along here. 14 Republican candidates today are at a forum in Washington, D.C. They're all speaking, hosted by the Republican Jewish Coalition in Washington, D.C.
A lot of people ain't going to like that.
I don't know how a Jewish person could be a Republican.
By the way, follow our network Twitter, too. I just put some tweets out for that, letting everyone know that we're on the air.
Yes, absolutely.
Providing news and loads of loads of information for you. That Twitter is at Crab Diving Net, correct?
Right. At Crab Diving Net.
Didn't mean to interrupt. Still bleeding. Go ahead.
Donald today.
Fuck you.
Was one of 14 candidates who were speaking at this ridiculous event. And I understand earlier today, this is why I want to get tape. If we don't have it today, we'll have it for tomorrow's show.
Yes.
Ladies and gentlemen, 2 p.m. to 4 p.m. Pacific.
Tune in.
iTunes, Stitcher. That quite a performance was put on by Lindsey Graham. Like, Lindsey Graham went out and just shit on everybody.
Oh, did he really? What was it like? Was his performance more Tommy Tune, or was it like...
They said even... I mean, I've got a quote. Graham. I'm going to try to get the audio for tomorrow.
Okay.
But a quote is... one of the quotes is, I believe Donald Trump is destroying the Republican Party's chances to win an election that we can't afford to lose. You think we're going to win an election with that kind of garbage?
God, you know, I love the Lindsey Graham. You know what I like about it? It's a little Cassius Clay. And it's a little Mike Tyson.
Cassius Clay.
You know what I mean? It's right. Like boxer.
Well, there's a lot of, you know, he's scrappy.
Wait, do we say Muhammad Lindsey Ali Graham or is. Cassius Clay? Which one?
I think Muhammad Ali.
That was his name.
He converted to Islam and told the Vietnam War to get fucked.
Oh, yeah.
Ben Carson.
What does he have to say?
He called Hamas.
Did he wake up?
Hamas, the Palestinian organization.
Yes.
He called them hummus.
Read that. No. Please read the headline.
Carson mispronounces Hamas as hummus.
What publication?
That's roster. But printed from the International Business Times.
Oh, wonderful. Who do you?
And then at the Raw Story, yes? they've got this clip.
Oh, okay.
Is there anywhere in the world that no celebrity has tried to fix? Darfur is the big one now.
Yeah, no.
What's the new one? What's Darfur 5?
Yeah.
Is that Bruno?
It's from Bruno talking about hummus, I guess, at some point in this clip he talks about hummus.
Wait. Is that Bruno? Or
no, it's Bruno.
I get all the...
Yeah, it's Bruno.
I think that was my favorite one. Was that your favorite one?
God.
What's the other one where he's from Kazakhstan? What's his name?
Yeah, oh, fuck.
You know, I love in the Kazakhstan, whoever that is, where he...
Sacha Baron Cohen
uses the bathroom in the rich old white people's house somewhere in Mississippi. And he, I don't know, apparently in Kazakhstan, the toilets work differently. And when he was done, he brought...
Borat,
instead of flushing the shit down the toilet, he brought them the bag of shit to the table. He's right. Like, oh, here you go. And they're so nice about it. They think he don't know no better. But.
And don't forget, throw the Jew down the well.
Oh, yeah.
That God. Was amazing.
But,
he went to a shit-kicking country bar, Texas,
a rodeo.
I want to say, or something.
Oh, no, you're right. Yeah, he was performing.
And yeah, and he started singing a song that the chorus was, throw the Jew down the well so my people can be free. And he had the whole fucking place singing with him.
Ridiculous.
Yeah, within one chorus. Everybody sing along. They're all like, yeah, throw the Jew down the well. which is why I'm confused by this whole Republican conference that all these idiots are speaking at today.
Yeah,
but I guess one of the things is that they said, you know, like a mere hours before Donald is scheduled to speak, Lindsey Graham is up there taking a big shit on the podium. On
jazz
him.
Hands with Lindsey, and is not. You said he performed his performance.
He was great,
jazz hands,
I guess. Yeah,
little soft shoe.
I think it was all stand up,
right?
Why did says garbage?
You know,
gave a blistering speech. They say
blistering,
just like when I was a young sailor.
Was he in the Navy?
Yeah, man, isn't he a Navy guy?
Really, I didn't know that.
Is he still? I think he's still active military.
He's seaman. He's a seaman.
He might not. Let me make sure. I know he's active in the military.
My uniform still fits, baby. Oh my! Hey, that Borat, the other character.
Yes,
from Austria, the gay character. What was his name?
Bruno.
But Bruno's scene when he's sitting, and we talk about this all the time. But when he's sitting out with the rednecks in the middle of Arkansas at the campsite, and he asks everybody which character they are from Sex and the City.
Right.
And he says he's Samantha. The look on their faces. Yeah, I want to save him at that point. I want to send people in to rescue this fucking guy. Oh, it's priceless.
The Air Force for Lindsey Graham.
Oh, of course. Don't be ridiculous.
I apologize for stereotyping the Navy.
I am no seaman!
Right. I soar way above the clouds.
I'm an air boy.
So Lindsey was up there speaking, but Donald, apparently said that we're gonna find the tape for tomorrow.
Shit.
But in front of the Jewish Republicans,
oh my God,
he said,
"I'm glad you don't have the tape because I would be dying.
I gotta find it.
I would be dying of deuce chill.
I'm." Gonna keep working on it, ladies and gentlemen. The breaking news here.
Kate, go fetch that clip, please. We need somebody to help with this. How are you gonna find that clip at the same time and run the show? It's amazing. I don't know how you do it.
Multitasking.
You must be on PEDs.
this might be it.
Actually, it's PDDs, performance deterrence drug.
Right.
I'm a negotiator like you folks. We're negotiators. Do you want to renegotiate?
You hear this? We're negotiators. Like you folks.
Oh my God, that's so racist. That's so anti-Semitic.
We're negotiators. I'm a negotiator.
I am the PC police, and that ain't PC, motherfucker. Is it? Why is he saying...
Like you folks. We're negotiators. Do you want to renegotiate deals? Some of us renegotiate deals. I would say about 99.9. Is there anybody that doesn't renegotiate deals in this room? This room negotiates. I want to renegotiate this room.
Listen to them laughing. They're laughing.
You are playing the racist card in that because he's in a room full of politics.
Not a race. Yeah.
Well, okay. Oh, shit. You're xenophobic. No. He's just saying they're
anti-Semitic. They have their own.
Oh, shit. He's just saying that because they're all politicians. They're all wheelers and dealers.
No, that's exactly what he means.
I'm sure.
That's exactly what he means.
I want to renegotiate this room.
Oh, you got to laugh.
Perhaps more than any room I've ever spoken to. Maybe more.
See, okay. He felt that because he was going on and he felt the laugh and then he went on with it. He changed his mind and said more than any room I've ever.
Okay.
So he's like, I'm going to go with the Jew joke. So, it's working.
Yeah. Is he okay? That's good if he's a stand up comedian. That's
Jew
good if he's a stand up comedian. You give the audience what they want. But unfortunately, Donald is running to be president. It's all about like. Not go. I mean, I don't know. I've never ran for president, but is it about going for the laugh or not?
I mean, I guess.
What's he going to say when his big fat red ham face launches us into World War IV? He's like, "Hey, I got some laughs along the way. Who gives a fuck?"
Be more. It's okay. I've been called on that a couple of times too. You're not going to support me, even though you know I'm the best thing that could ever happen to Israel. And
he goes, I've been called on that a couple of times, too, about being anti-Semitic. He's like, yeah, you know, they accuse me of hating Jews, too.
But isn't
whatever.
But
when I'm the best thing for Israel.
If someone accused me of being anti-Semitic, I would say, first off, I would say, fuck you, I'm not. I'm a tremendous lib, and also I produce an internet radio network. We're Kami Pinko, liberal hippies. I'm not anti-Semitic, but then that would be my point. I would want to deny it right away.
Right.
Why does he think it's funny? I would think if I was him, I wouldn't think it's funny if people thought I was anti-Semitic. I wouldn't find it funny at all.
I don't think he's laughing about that. He's dismissing it as, you know, they accuse me of that too. When I look at me, I love Israel. I love buying Israeli things or whatever. He's like, I love the taste of Netanyahu's foreskin.
Oh, who does?
Or wait, no
yummy.
Foreskin.
Oh, all right.
Oops. Foreskin circumcision scar.
Anywhere else on earth you can find foreskin except there, buddy.
Into Israel, and I'll be that. And I know why you're not going to support me. And you know you're not going to support me because I don't want your money. You don't want to give me money, okay? But that's okay. You want to control your own politician. That's fine. Good. But I will tell. Think about that, folks. Think. Don't worry about it. I understand. Hey, 5 months ago, I was with you. Who is better than me? Who is better than me? I gave $350,000 to the Republican Governors Association. I never even got a letter of thank you.
Listen.
What is going on? What the fuck is going on?
Let me ask you something. You play Jackie Mason and then play Donald Trump and you tell the difference. Because does he not sound like Jackie Mason? Sort of the way. I mean, he sounds fucking comedian.
What are you talking about?
Not presidential.
Right.
And it's not bad. It is bad. He's running for president. He shouldn't sound funny. He should be serious. Obama's very serious.
Right. Absolutely.
He's not. How is he? When did he speak? Was this recently?
Who?
Trump.
This morning. That's fresh, hot off the presses.
Are you fucking telling me you're going to go to some group? I don't give a fuck who they are. We just had a bunch of people killed in a fucking mass shooting. And you're cracking jokes tomorrow morning? I don't think so.
Well, yeah.
That's fucking tasteless and that's fucking classless. I mean, he's not like he's Dave fucking Chappelle and he's doing stand up. He is the fucking president.
Wow. Donald Trump is classless.
Yeah. I mean, I did stand up yesterday. I didn't make any jokes about the, I didn't hear anybody make any jokes. I was impressed. Thought I'd hear one shit bag, dirt face, fuck comic. Yeah. Make a shooting joke. And didn't. Not one. Amazing.
Some of the reactions on Twitter to Lindsey Graham.
Right.
One pundit tweeted, anybody who speaks immediately after Lindsey Graham at these cattle calls has drawn a terrible slot.
Yeah, he kills. He kills.
Another guy says, how is it Lindsey Graham never won one of those funniest members of Congress contests? This guy's a stitch. First of all, there is a funniest member of Congress contest.
Yeah. You know who's never won? Ted Cruz. He's not in Congress. Who's that other guy? The guy from Texas, Louis Gohmert. He's funny to me.
Lindsey Graham said, we're going to kill every one of those bastards we can find. Oh, man, they loved him.
Oh, God. We're going to kill every one of them bastards we can find.
I guess he... I guess he took a shit on Ted Cruz, too. Ooh,
they both loved it, too. Saran wrap or no? Tell me.
He spoke after. I don't think so. I think this was
a hot Carl then.
I think Ted Cruz might have been using his safe word.
Oh, wow.
Lindsay's like, I don't care.
I don't give a shit about your safe word, pussy.
He followed Ted Cruz, Lindsey Graham did, at this forum. And, Lindsey Graham said, if the nominee of the Republican Party will not allow for an abortion exception for rape and incest, they will not win.
Is it true? Wow. Holy shit.
Ted Cruz doesn't have an exception for rape or incest.
God, listen to these. This is these old white men. Oh, by the way, ladies, if you would like an abortion, we'll let you have one if, God.
Well, right. A parade of white dudes.
Yeah. It's a parade of white cock.
And Ben Carson.
Yeah.
I'm sure he hasn't spoken yet. I'm sure there'll be plenty. I don't know, or if he's even speaking at this thing. I don't know. They said 14. How many of them are left?
I don't know.
Is he the only one that's not there?
Is it true that Lindsey Graham met with a coach for speaking and things like that when he's at these parties, and they couldn't even get his, just to appear more manly in front of the Republicans, because he's a bit of a dandy, which is fine with me. I don't
slightly
care.
Slightly foppish.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. They, you know what? They tried, and they never could quite get it right. They were trying to get his pinky to not stick out when he's drinking it. That was the one thing they wanted to accomplish, and they couldn't even make that happen.
Here's a little bit. You want to hear a little bit of Lindsey Graham?
Color me there at Vile Experience.
You want to talk a little bit about foreign policy? Do you think I even need to talk to you about my support for Israel? I'm the first guy to go to the RJC event and never mention Israel in 15 minutes. Because you know where I'm at. Don't you really want me to be president of the United States? In your heart of hearts. Don't you want me to be by BB's side? As long as Assad's around, Hezbollah has a partner. Do you agree with that? If I'm president, Assad's going standing up or laying down. Oh. He is going.
Whoa.
ISIL will be destroyed. I'm the one guy that can go to every Arab leader in Turkey and say, we're going to use your armies. And we're going to go in and pull the caliphate up by the roots and kill every one of these bastards we can find. And we're not leaving until the job is done.
Damn. We're gonna flip that caliphate over. I mean, right. Pull him up by his arms and have our way with him.
Listen to Lindsey doing some saber rattling.
God, he is a, you know, terrible politics, right? There's no way we can get on board with anything Lindsey Graham's for, correct? Not much.
Less frightening than maybe 13 of the others that are out there, though. I mean,
and he's the best speaker. Who's better?
Foreign policy wise, terrifying.
Is he better than Marco Rubio?
Speaking. I think so. He's more entertaining.
I think he's the best. I think he is the best.
Rubio is probably a better debater, just like the skill of debating and knowing when to come up with counterpunches and stuff. But
you're right.
For entertaining,
you're right.
Value.
If Lindsey Graham was in a debate, a master debater environment, where he could say whatever the fuck he wanted. Right. It didn't have to be nice or anything. He'd skewer all these motherfuckers. He'd skewer them!
They will follow me. They trust me. Then we'll turn to Assad, Russia, and Iran and say the following. We're going to let Syrians pick the next leader of Syria, not the Ayatollah, not Putin. And if Russia and Iran wants to fight the entire Arab world, Turkey, and Western powers, they're welcome to do so. If you want to fight for the butcher of Damascus, be my guest, Putin.
Be my guest, Putin.
You want to fight for the butcher of Damascus? Well, be my guest,
Putin. But shouldn't America be saying, listen, Putin, I'm not trying to make a joke. I'm not trying to sound coy or whatever fucking he's doing. Say, Putin, don't do it. Just don't. Why is he joking around? I don't get it.
You got 18 planes and six of them can't fly. He's got a pair of twos and we got a full house and he's kicking our ass. To the United Nations.
This is the, somebody was not kind enough to put together a Lindsey highlight reel from this morning.
Is he a poker guy? Poker? I mean, like cards, you know.
There's no her getting poked.
I'll poke anything.
Full house and he's kicking our ass. To the United Nations. If you take the French Security Council resolution and try to pass it, taking over the peace process, I will defund the UN if I'm the president of the United States.
Defund the UN?
Come on, Lindsey. He loves the UN. He ain't defunding that.
You can't defund the UN.
Are you kidding?
I think it's a Congress thing anyway.
Well, yeah. And by the way, I mean, I don't you think he loves going to the UN? And, you know,
look at all those flags
hanging around. Where are them?
I love those colors.
Where's them boys from the Czech Republic that here last year?
Where's that Prague delegation?
I'm going to meet with the Zaire delegate. I got a necktie on the doorknob.
Yeah, exactly. I wasn't fast enough to get the funny music I was going to play.
What was that? We'll play it. Lindsey.
If I would have been fast enough.
Hello, Peru. It's so glad to have you here in my hotel room suite soiree.
Africa. I had it in the system. I couldn't get to it fast enough.
It's funny. You should play this. I read somewhere that this is indeed Lindsey Graham's karaoke song. You didn't know that?
I catch some rays down in Africa. It's bless the rains. I catch rays.
Rain.
So I think that's it for Lindsey. Oh, no, wait, there's more.
As the United States.
For the International Criminal Court, if you bring one IDF member before that court as a war criminal, I will shut you down. To the Palestinians, pick and choose who you want to be. If you want to be Hamas's friend, you're not my friend. If you reject Hamas and live in peace with Israel,
you will not be invited to my monthly teas.
Well, you know, how does Ben Carson respond to this? I mean, what would he say? Like, is he, I want to know, is Ben Carson Hamas's friend?
Oh, no.
I called him Hamas.
It just, yeah.
That's not true. He called Hamas Hamas? Hamas?
Well, that's what this one story says.
How could you do that? It's Hamas. I know it's Hamas. I know it's not Hamas.
It's today. While speaking at the Republican Jewish Coalition Thursday, Republican presidential hopeful Ben Carson pronounced Hamas, the militant Palestinian political movement that rules the Gaza Strip, as hummus, the popular food dip made from chickpeas.
Chickpeas. Hey, dude. Is there tape of him saying that?
I'm trying. I'm working on it, man. This is breaking news. It's happening today.
He called it.
And it's not on the San Bernardino
hummus
police scanner.
It should have been. He should be arrested.
Can't run it live.
They should arrest Ben Carson. He should be arrested because we can't have him as president. We can have him ordering appetizers.
He's going down in the polls, and Trump is surging. Trump is going back up in the fucking polls.
If you reject Hamas and live in peace with Israel, maybe we can do some business. All I can tell you, folks, that we better not lose this election.
Well,
I've given you a way forward. Almost anybody can beat Hillary Clinton as long as they're right on two good issues: immigration and having a sensible position on social issues.
On what issues?
Social issues. Social he means issues. Like, he says someone like Ted Cruz, who has no exception for rape and incest, for abortions, you're not going
to
win.
Right. And no disrespect to Lindsey Graham. I enjoy him so much.
Oh, he's my favorite.
But who is he to tell anyone that he has a plan on how to win the election? He has
There's somebody tweeted out, here's a fun fact. With the margin of error, Lindsey Graham could be at -3%.
Oh, my God. How does he suck so hard? Years of practice, yeah. Stupid.
Well, at the Air Force Academy.
Yeah.
You know, they used to call me the wind tunnel.
I got my wings in the Mile High Club. Listen, how the fuck?
Not that there's anything wrong with any of this,
nothing.
By the way.
No, fuck away if you're
it's
in the Air Force.
It's sad that he's has to be closeted.
Dude, he should be our first big gay Republican senator. He's Congress. But, like, he's got all the charisma on the planet, Lindsey Graham, right?
Right. Charming.
And he's much more charming than anyone else out there running for on the Republican side. Why is he losing? I don't fucking understand.
Because he's not batshit enough. He's just not.
He's plenty batshit.
He's a rhino. No, they hate him. They hate him.
But because no exception for rape or incest.
Well, and he says there's no way you're going to deport 12 million Mexicans. It's just not going to happen. He's kind of in the John Kasich camp, where it's like he's yelling, sitting there screaming in the corner saying, "What the fuck is wrong with you people? We can't do that shit." And the Republican base is like, "Fuck ye, we don't care. We want Trump lying to us."
Maybe it's true. Maybe it's true. Maybe Donald Trump and Bill Clinton were in the bathroom of some fancy hotel suite somewhere, cutting up a line. A line of blow.
Off some breast.
Oh, yes. Clinton.
Or each other's breast.
Clinton sitting there on the toilet. He's like, you know, Lindsey, if you just tell your constituents that you're going to send all the Mexicans back to Mexico, you'll win. I mean, Trump. God. Bill Clinton told Donald Trump in the bathroom in the midst of a Coke binge that he should balls. Tell. He got his balls out.
Mm-hmm.
He teabagged him.
Gaseous balls.
First, he teabagged him. And then he said, the secret to winning the hearts and minds of your of the Republicans, just tell them you're going to send the Mexicans back to Mexico.
Yes.
God. We cut the last 2 minutes of the show out.
Yeah, you want to back up?
Rewind.
Mulligan?
Yes.
I just saw a headline says Ben Carson fiery speech at the Jewish presidential forum. So maybe apparently he woke up.
He was impassioned and said, I'm against hummus.
That's where he did say hummus.
What about he hates hummus. Jeez. What about tajiki sauce? What about tajiki sauce?
I know.
I love tajiki sauce, but I hate hummus. Hello.
To the crack research staff.
Crack. Pass me some.
But beyond the territorial challenge, a much bigger challenge exists. The challenge is the split between Fatah and Hamas. Fatah and Hamas operate in a constant state of conflict.
That's not that bad.
Fatah rules the West Bank. Hamas rules the Gaza Strip. These two groups are constantly arresting each other's political foes in their respective territories. They reportedly torture each other's cooperatives and are continually vying for the support of the Palestinian people. Part of the problem, of course...
This is fiery, by the way.
My,
is
yeah.
That Fatah is largely a secular political movement, while Hamas is a deeply religious Islamic political movement.
That's a little weak, lefties.
Yeah, not that fun. I wanted to be straight up. Hummus.
Yeah.
He said hummus. He just got the stress wrong. The sounds were correct. The vowel sounds were correct.
Yeah, we're calling shenanigans on that one.
But lefties. Really, who is into this guy? That's a fiery speech.
He said fiery.
It sounds like doesn't it sound like he's just reading a term paper some toady wrote for him? It's like, hey, here's Ben. Here's how you feel about hummus. Just read this. It sounds like he's fucking reading. He sucks.
He is, by the way. Lindsey Graham was looking out to the audience. Ben Carson is looking straight down at his speech.
Lindsey Graham's like, I got this, bitch. Damn. Yeah, he's good. Lindsey Graham's amazing. He's a great speaker. Too
I'm
bad
excellent
he's,
at improv.
Too bad his politics are just gross as fuck.
Yeah, he's kind of a... dipshit. Trending on Twitter. Ladies and gentlemen, follow us on the Twitter. By the way, tweet us during the show at Crab Diving.
Trending on Twitter.
Trending on the Twitter.
There's no we love you.
Is George Zimmerman.
Why?
George fucking Zimmerman. The headline says... Ugh. George Zimmerman has reportedly been booted from Twitter after posting nudes of an alleged ex.
Oh, my God. Isn't that illegal or something? You're not allowed to do that?
He tweeted, did I go too far? Only 1-0 in 2.
No.
I won't even mention that she stole a gun and cash from me. Her line's busy. Oh my God, I think he might have tweeted her phone number too. Yeah, then there was a phone number which has been blacked out. And then it's a picture of a woman showing her titties. Apparently.
What a fucking loser.
He might be in trouble though, because.
Yes.
In October, Florida became the latest state to outlaw non-consensual sexualized images, also known as revenge porn. I know here in California, there's a pretty, rightfully so, a pretty strong. There's some pretty strong legislation now outlawing revenge porn.
Dude, when I had jury duty, you know what the case was? Well, there were two. I almost was on the case from the wrongful death of the King of Pop. Remember that?
Something, yeah.
Yeah, I was on. I made it into the courtroom.
Poor choice.
And I couldn't do it because you had to make like a 12-week commitment and you make $15.
Right. It was that doctor, right?
I just said I couldn't do it. I don't know. But anyway, you think I should have done it. I don't know. That's just so long. Anyway.
I have a book.
But there was another time I had jury duty, and I went in there, and I went into the court, and it was it got settled. This poor woman went to her cell phone company, to a cell phone store to get her phone fixed, and some perv pulled all her pictures out and put him on his Facebook page or something. And they were like, yeah. Hashtag kill all pervs.
So that's why George Zimmerman is trending on the Twitter machine.
Wow. What a great guy, huh?
Ladies and gentlemen.
Do you think he went too far that time? I don't think he went too far. I think if we're going to talk about one time he went too far, it's when he shot that child to death because he had Skittles in his pocket and he was wearing a hoodie. He shot him to death.
Yeah, Zimmerman suspended from Twitter is why it's trending. So there you go. Dick Cheney also trending. Oh, did he die?
By the way,
that would be really sad.
Trayvon Martin,
like,
also not on Twitter, by the way. Just remind
him. Ever.
He's never will be on Twitter.
There you go.
Dick Cheney's trending on Twitter?
Yeah. They unveiled the...
he shot somebody else in the face.
The marble bust.
Of his head?
Dick Cheney in... Yeah. You know, everybody gets one. It's not like... That was another thing that the libs kind of went outrageous, or went overly outraged over when that story came out that there was that tax money was being spent on a marble sculpture of Dick Cheney. What the fuck?
Yeah.
Every goddamn vice president gets a bust in this place.
Yeah.
So it was, you know, you kind of can't.
Is it true Dick Cheney was looking at his marble statue?
Although, I wonder if Spiro Agnew has one. He was run out of office for shenanigans, wasn't he?
Oh, yes.
I wonder if there's one of him.
Yeah, where's his bust? Is it true Dick Cheney was looking at his marble statue and was like, ooh, I'd rather have the heart in that one?
Yeah.
I don't know.
It's warmer.
Kate, rewrite that last joke, please. It needs something.
Dick Cheney breathing.
When does Star Wars come out? I want to see that.
Before Christmas at some point.
Oh, shit. I'm sure. Who are you? Are you Team Luke or Team Vader? Are there teams?
Are there teams?
You know who looks dumb in that? I've seen the previews. I'm sorry. I don't know what it is, but did you have to put Harrison Ford in the same fucking outfit that he wore 30 billion years ago in the first one? Because
right.
I don't wear the same things I wore 30 years ago. Well, I mean... I'm just saying, don't you think he looks dumb? Shouldn't they give him a new costume? Hey. Is Carrie Fisher in it as well? Is she in
She
it?
Is.
Oh, God. You're making the movie a fucking joke. Does
Why?
Does she have her buns on her head the same way? Well, no, because they
Are they going to have Lindsay Lohan play her? Or?
Yes. Listen, it's just dumb.
Kind of fitting.
Yeah, right. Hey, listen, I just think it's dumb. To have him in the same outfit, you gotta admit it looks stupid, right? He's in the same fucking outfit that he's in the same outfit he wore in the fucking first movie.
He's got a look.
No one, it just
I agree.
Why are you pushing back? It's bullshit.
Then you don't have to like Garanimals it or anything. He doesn't have to. He doesn't have to worry about matching. Wears the black pants with the. Yeah, he wears the black pants with the gray shirt and the bandolier and his gun. And
you never.
It's all set.
I wore my Garanimals.
Do they still have Garanimals? Do people know what Garanimals are?
Absolutely.
Out there.
Yeah, Ray, your rhinoceros bottoms with your lion top. You look like a dickhead.
Thank you, Maggie. Maggie agrees with you, Ryan.
What?
That Harrison Ford looks silly.
Yeah, just put him in a new outfit. That's all it is. He's a good actor. He's not a bad actor. He's a great actor.
Mm-hmm.
Why are you making a joke out of him? I don't know what else to say. Put him in a new fucking costume. I just hate when people fuck up Star Wars because I love it so much.
Right.
She doesn't want to see the old people. I just saw this tweet. Don't be ageist.
Are you talking about us or are you talking about Harrison
I don't know what
Ford?
She's talking about.
She's being ageist.
Yeah.
Shame on you. Oh, God, Khloe K chat is trending. Is there some Khloe Kardashian chat happening right now?
Oh, yeah.
And it's fucking trending on the Twitter. People want to talk to her?
We should drop in live during the show. We should teabag in live, Pat.
God, who the fuck cares what Khloe Kardashian has to say?
Especially, well, I don't know. Well, who knows? Is she smart? Is she a deep thinker?
She may be, but she doesn't play one on TV, that's for sure.
Who gives a fuck? You don't know. You never watch that show. Have you ever watched the Kardashians? I never watched it.
I apologize. Maybe she's off in the back formulating new rocket fuel.
She's got a Dickens
mixtures.
A Dickens segment every week. They discuss a Dickens novel.
She's pretty brave doing this on Twitter.
I guess brave.
Well, I mean, she's not reading it. She's got people reading it. Nobody's reading the "you fat cow" her.
You got it wrong. It's not that she's not reading it. It's that she probably can't read it.
No. Nice.
That's how rich I want to be.
I can only read up to 120 characters.
I can't read
it. Then I'm tired.
Yeah. Can you carry me the rest of the way?
You're right.
Wait, who gets carried? Who's the wacko celeb that gets carried?
Ariana Grande.
Hey, give it up for Ariana Grande, everybody. Her feet are tender. She's like a free-range chicken or a non-free-range chicken. She's like the chicken they kill and put in a box at KFC. Never walks.
Yes. Except nobody carries that chicken around.
No. Are you saying that Ariana Grande has a better life than a chicken meant for slaughter with KFC?
I think Ariana Grande's existence is a little better. We've got...
Climb off Star Wars. The internet is telling us enough Star Wars. Okay, sorry.
How dare you? We're not going to be put in a box.
Back to politics.
Yeah.
Box.
Yesterday we played a significant amount of the interview between Alex Jones and Donald Trump, which
that was part of Asshole Fest USA 2015. Now
it was like a half hour of hardcore gay porn.
Oh yes.
Just cocks slamming into each other left and right. They couldn't love each other more, this love fest. It wasn't a hard-hitting interview from Alex Jones
at
all.
Man the pumps.
Well, another...
Yes.
Luminary was on the Alex Jones show.
Luminol. Right.
NRA board member.
Ooh.
And profound... shitwad.
No, tell me it's not Ted Nugent.
Oh, well then I can't talk anymore.
Oh, fuck. What? He was on InfoWars?
Ted Nugent.
I'm sorry, I blew it. I'm sorry.
On the Alex Jones show.
Nugent. What was he doing?
Here's a little...
Did he have his bow and arrow with him?
A little nibble, a little taste. And,
what a dick.
You know, of course, Alex Jones... Again, I'm surprised Alex Jones has any saliva left after he you know, lost it all trying to deep throat Donald.
Please, yes.
Seeing good out there, because more and more families, more and more hardworking moms and dads and just people that are in the asset column of America, they now recognize the curse, the self-inflicted curse that is Barack Obama and the liberal Democrats, who hate freedom, who hate the Constitution, who hate the Bill of Rights. They don't believe in self-defense. They don't believe in independence. They don't believe in being the best that you can be. They are intentionally on a runaway freight train to weaken America and to reward the bloodsuckers while they punish the producers. So I know I'm preaching to the choir out there.
No, but
what choir? What crazy batshit choir is like, oh, yeah, good point.
Motherfucker can talk.
I know. I was about to say.
God damn.
Is he writing lyrics for his latest, like, well, no. That wouldn't be lyrics for a song he would write. His songs would be more about fucking underage children.
Too much hair down there for me.
God, why are all his songs like about jailbait? What a creep.
Old enough to bleed, old enough to breed.
Will you elaborate? How could Obama openly open us up to radical Islam, let them kill us, and then Obama goes to France and Hollande goes there and says, we saved you, pass global government carbon taxes to show the jihadi.
Anyway, This is another. Really, how can they talk with each other's old white cocks in each other's mouths?
I got lots of practice.
This goes on for here. I'm just going to skip to a random section.
And that's what's going on. But again, I got to tell you, I'm rather buoyant and effervescent as I speak with you today because I just got out of my tree stand. I just hung up a beautiful buck with a beautiful arrow, and my dog's got fresh liver. I'm so happy I can understand myself.
Oh my God.
I'm writing my articles for WND.com. Wait till you read tonight's WND.com piece.
He's writing. He's crowing.
You don't think
about the screed that he is writing for W fucking N fucking fucking D.
How barbaric!
Drink.
I don't even think. You know, Kate, her treats that she gets, heinous, right?
They're dried cow lungs, yeah.
But even Kate wouldn't have the fresh liver, would she? From the deer, do you think so?
Shit, yeah, are you kidding me?
Would she lose her fucking mind?
Like, oh, it's still warm.
Kate, goddammit, that's so horrible. Ugh.
She wouldn't tear into the deer, she'd look at us.
Oh, yeah.
She'd look over like, what do you want me to do with this?
You kill that.
Then you got to cut it open. And,
No. She would eat the eyeballs out.
Bite-sized pieces.
It's true.
Or go in through the asshole.
Oh.
God
damn it, Kate. That's disgusting.
She's laying on a memory foam pillow. There's no asshole for her to crawl into right now.
One day you'll get lucky.
Here's more Alex Jones and Ted Nugent. I'm going to skip ahead just a little bit more. Let's go to some random point here.
Oh, yeah.
Random batshittery from Ted Nugent.
Oh.
Blood is so insane. But the bottom line is, again, I don't care how... I know how it happened, but I don't care why America got apathetic. I just need to sound the alarm like Alex Jones does every damn day and wake people up that if you don't participate by raising hell and demanding accountability from your elected officials on a daily basis, you are a green door welcome mat for Barack Hussein Obama and the Valerie Jarrett communist maniac.
You're bending over.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yes, you are.
In all seriousness, we have to save that.
You're bending over.
Also, like that whole list, Ted Nugent just... Think about it. He goes, I'm buoyant. I'm effervescent. Mm-hmm. I'm just down from my tree stand.
I have a thesaurus.
I have a deer nailed to a tree or something horrible like that. God, you're a nightmare.
That are bombing ISIS and getting caught buying their oil. I mean, Obama has been caught trying to set up a caliphate. It's true.
What?
He does want to overthrow this country. And
wait a second. I missed that headline.
Michelle, meet me out back. Dim the lights. I'm gonna secretly set up a caliphate.
Yeah, I'm gonna put on my Ayatollah costume.
Can you do a Barack Obama voice? I can't.
No, not really.
It seems like everything goes southern for me. Well, maybe because I'm southern. Everything goes southern for me. He secretly set up a caliphate in the basement of the White House?
Yes.
Did he set it up? Was he under the covers with a flashlight?
Obama has been caught trying to set up a caliphate. It's true. He does want to overthrow this country. And I just wonder, what is our establishment thinking? I mean, I know they're not perfect, but they really want to put bags on our women's heads?
Wait, maybe your women's heads. I don't know. Bags.
Well, you know, I hear hope coming from Ted Cruz and hope coming from Donald Trump. And I occasionally hear hope from Marco Rubio and Carly Fiorina. I think there's some great people. I don't think they're the Michael the Archangel quite yet. I think Ted Cruz would make the best president we may have ever had.
Michael the Archangel? What the fuck is he talking about? What a fucking scumbag this guy is.
This is the sound of if Ted Cruz is elected president, I will choke myself out and leave this earth. Fuck that shit.
Some people are saying that if Donald gets the nomination, he's going to pick Ted Cruz as his running mate.
Right. That's crazy, man.
I'm not endorsing anyone, but I'm in.
He's frighteningly.
Yeah. He's playing it coy, everybody. You're not going to get Ted Nugent to endorse anyone yet because, you know, the hordes are waiting to see what Ted fucking Nugent wants.
Is to take a moment to say the views expressed on our Twitter feed aren't necessarily that of crabdiving.com or this podcast hereof. I mean, I don't like
Ted. Oh, yeah.
I don't like it's Ted okay. Nugent either. But
he doesn't
Jesus
have Secret
Christ.
Service. He doesn't have Secret Service.
Calm down over there. Yet. Listen to the Pretty Misandry at 4 p.m.
Oh, I pressed the wrong button.
Oh, shit.
I wanted this one. Oh, I think that's it.
Yeah. Wow. I don't even know what to say.
Oh, no, wait. I skipped forward. What the hell is going on?
Is that Ted Nugent playing with his band?
We're in the Carly Fee Arena. I think there's some great people. I don't think they're the Michael the Archangel quite yet. I think Ted Cruz would make the best president we may have ever had. Oh. I'm not endorsing anyone, but I'm in.
He's frighteningly intelligent.
Yes, and he's constitutional. He's not a Ted Cruz guy. He's a U.S. constitutional servant.
He's
a U.S. constitutional servant. He's not a Ted Cruz guy.
Holy fucking shit. If there is any candidate on the Republican side that is more of a self-serving asshole, it's Ted Cruz. Even Donald Trump. I would rather have Donald Trump president than Ted Cruz president.
Oh, yeah. Wait.
No, I really would.
No. I mean, yeah. Oh, wow. Those are, I don't know. Why don't we drive down to Costa Rica, if that's the case?
Well, sure. But I mean,
or Guatemala.
I think if I was forced to choose right now between Ted Cruz or Donald Trump as president, I would pick Donald Trump.
You'd have to pick Donald Trump only because I
think he's had enough leftish views, and there still is. Yeah. I think there still might be some validity to.
Right.
He's just saying whatever it takes to win.
Yeah,
that maybe he's not the heinous goose stepping. I think he might be, but maybe he's not the heinous goose stepping fascist.
I mean, Melania said. Do you know a lot of people?
No, Ivana.
Ivanka.
Ivanka's the daughter he wants to fuck.
Oh God, who's Melania then?
His current wife.
And Ivana is his
ex-wife.
Jesus Christ, dude. Blah. Okay. There's not a lot of people out there that have all of Hitler's speeches in their nightstand that they read before they go to bed. I mean, that's pretty fucking whacked out. Isn't it?
Well, it was a gift. He said, didn't he say it was a gift?
A gift. How do you really got to know somebody's a racist. You got to give him all of Hitler's speeches for, right. Hey, here you go.
I got the perfect gift for you. Not here's the collected wisdom of Gandhi, here's the musings of the Buddha. Here's what Adolf had.
You know
what
I got 1 year for a gift, and I'm going to brag for a second here. My
humble
young,
brag.
Well, no, not at all. This is straight up.
You're going
brag.
Straight brag.
I don't do that humble brag. That's for the hipsters. I 1 year for Christmas, I was given a book of Bushisms, all his fuck ups.
Oh, awesome.
In a little book. And my brother,
big, thick, fat book.
Oh, yes. And my brother got it for me because he said he liked my George Bush impression so much.
Too many good docs are getting out of business. Too many OBGYNs aren't able to practice their love with women all across this country.
Our enemies are innovative and resourceful. And so are we. They never stop thinking about new ways to harm our country and our people, and neither do we.
And to the C students. I say, you too can be president of the United States.
There's an old saying in Tennessee, I know it's in Texas, probably in Tennessee, that says, fool me once, shame on you. Fool me, we can't get fooled again.
There we go, ladies and gentlemen.
That's all.
A little
no
George
more?
Bush medley.
There's no more.
No, I'm sure there's. That's all the ones I have loaded right now.
You know,
sure
you know
more.
When he landed on the aircraft carrier, the whole mission accomplished.
Oh, sure, with his balls all
cocky. I was
presented.
About to say that. Do you remember that?
Sure.
He's just like a dumbass.
Make sure my package shows really well.
Dude, your nuts are sticking out, and you're announcing the end of something that ain't quite the end yet, fuckface.
How embarrassing
face.
Was that? That big banner, it said mission accomplished. God damn.
Lindsey Graham wouldn't have let that happen. He wouldn't have, you know, he would have looked good in his outfit. He would have made sure of that.
Codpiece.
No reason, yeah. Where's my codpiece?
bringing in a national policy.
Hotline bling.
And this might be a little bit of insight as to what if? What if, everyone?
Oh, yes.
What if John McCain had won and become president of the United States? Who would his vice president have been?
Oh, God.
And who might we right now be seeing
running
for president?
Oh, we were robbed of it. We were robbed, I tell you.
Here is being interviewed by...
Would she have lasted?
I can't imagine. She hasn't stayed at any job yet, has she?
There would have been, first of all, the above ground pool at where they put the vice president, the Naval Academy, whatever the fuck, the astronomy building. Yeah. I don't understand. Who cares? Like, why is there an above ground pool there? Why is
God
crack?
Damn it, they're barbecuing in the bathroom in the vice president's quarters again.
Why is Trig standing on that dog?
Yeah, why is the vice president's son running around with no shirt on?
why is the vice president's family beating the shit out of everyone? Right. Why?
Here is Sarah Palin being interviewed by the 700 Club. It's not Pat. It's not Terry. It's
she didn't even get Pat.
None.
Are you shitting me?
She got one of the hosts, Wendy Griffith. I don't know who this is.
Who in the fuck is Wendy Griffith? That's what I would have said if I was Sarah Palin and I showed up at the 700 Club.
I'm not being interviewed by Pat.
Fuck everyone.
Here is the solution to the Mideast problem.
What?
According to Sarah Palin.
More hummus.
What would you do to defeat ISIS?
You have to quit being this namby-pamby kind of...
Oh, have you heard this already? No. Have you heard this? You didn't know that was coming? That's... Yes, I couldn't agree with you more, Sarah. No more namby-pamby. Why don't we put that on the dollar? What? Come on. Mamby pamby.
This namby pamby kind of milk toast. Let's discuss things with them. Let's reach out and try to understand them. No, they're the enemy. They're evil.
Do you think we should declare war?
Yeah, they're playing clips in the background,
you know,
meanwhile, of ISIS like beheading people and shit.
I just had this crazy memory from my childhood, and I remember. Asking my
sometime you had a really bad stomach flu.
No,
vomiting. Oh.
I asked my mom to explain to me
where babies come from.
No,
did you ever have that talk?
No,
a parent.
No, please. No? I don't know. I don't remember that.
I didn't.
No,
not faulting the
parent. Hey, look at me.
I'm sure in fourth grade I already knew.
Hey, I don't have AIDS and no one's pregnant.
I don't think anybody. So, yeah, I don't think.
Good job.
In this day and age, a lot of parents need to have the talk. If you're good parents and you send them to good schools and shit, not if you send them to Christian schools where they're not gonna, where they're going to learn if they tap their dick more than three times after they piss that Jesus is going to whip them in the afterlife.
But what I remember is my mom. I had to. No, no. You lived out just for a second. I do it all the time. I asked my mom to. I heard someone use the phrase milk toast to describe someone. And I remember asking her to explain that to me. And she explained to me milk toast and what that means. And it's a very plain dish.
Boring.
Nondescript. Yes, yeah. Boring.
Yeah.
And Sarah Palin just used milk toast to describe what?
Apparently how we're going after ISIS.
It's milk toast?
It's namby-pamby and milk toast.
Declare war?
America should be that leader saying it is time to declare war on that enemy and to recognize who the enemy is.
What scares many Americans right now is that Hillary Clinton is saying we are not at war with Islam.
Wait a minute. What scares a lot of Americans is Hillary Clinton saying we're not at war with Islam. We're not at war with Islam.
We're not, dummy. We're at war with ISIS, with Daesh, ISIL, whatever.
Saying we are not at war with Islam.
So naive. It's a scary kind of naive that anyone would believe that... the radical Islamic movement, jihad, that it can be understood. And- and leading to some kind of embracing of it. No, we have to be honest about it. It has to be stopped.
Stop it. I was about to scream. I just, good Christ. She's right. I'm tired of this mamby-pamby.
God, how many people thought she should be
mamby-pamby,
a grabber away from the White House?
You're a mamby-pamby dickhead. I guess the big drone strikes.
And still fans. She still has fans. Not as many, I don't think. But, I think they've even kind of...
Do you think Obama's response to IFIT has been mamby-pamby?
Has it been thousands of bombing runs.
Has it been milquetoast?
They just want...
Having a good understanding of what milquetoast right. actually is. Would you describe Obama as being such?
No, you heard that fucking asshole, what was it, Arkansas? Some Arkansas state legislator? Some rocket scientist?
You.
from a swamp somewhere?
Hey.
Who was like, well, easily we could get rid of ISIS in 10 minutes with tactical nuclear drops.
Nuclear!
Remember?
Oh,
tactical.
Yes.
Tactical. They're little gumdrops you just drop, and they kill all the Muslims within 20 miles.
You misunderstood him. He didn't mean tactical. He meant tactful.
Yeah, it drops a loudspeaker that asks them nicely to leave.
As Lindsey Graham would say, timing's everything, sailor.
God, it's just so frustrating.
Oh, my God.
Surrounded by batshittery.
Fuck everyone. Jesus Christ. I'm out of coffee.
One guy, oh God, on Fox, I can't listen to this whole clip, but the sadly named Peter Johnson.
Oh, yeah.
I wonder if his last name is, if his middle name is Dick.
Hey, Pete Johnson.
Peter Johnson Jr. Fox News legal analyst.
He's got a Johnson Jr. Peter Johnson Jr.
was on.
Oh my God!
With we got to listen to the beginning of it.
Was he on?
Motive behind the murder in San Bernardino. One thing we know.
That's Steve Doocy. The motive behind Johnson. What's going on.
For sure, the attack in California is a terror event. To figure that out, the FBI is. But will this shooting be whitewashed as workplace violence, just like Fort Hood? Here to react, Fox News legal analyst Peter Johnson.
Will it be whitewashed? They're not going to call it radical Islamic terror, Ryan.
What about when all these white fucking white supremacist scary assholes? What about when they do scary shit and we call it domestic terrorism? They lose their fucking
how
mind.
How dare you?
Good morning, Steve. Good morning, everyone at home. That is the critical question this morning, Steve. Will this be whitewashed? And if it is whitewashed, how does it affect our future as safe Americans in an age of terror, in an increasing age of terror? My concern at this point is that it could be whitewashed quickly. This happened.
We've seen it before.
This happened in a workplace. This happened based on reports. Someone, apparently the assailant, the murderer here, being there and then leaving. Coming back after an argument. So on his face, it seems like, well, he got upset. He came back and he avenged some problem that he had or some slight that he had over time.
Right.
God, they're so fucking annoying. Their main concern isn't how easily these people got automatic assault rifles.
Don't whitewash it.
It's not the fact that we have to deal with why are these people being radicalized? How are they being radicalized?
Yeah.
Why do they hate us so much?
Sure.
It has to do.
Why?
The big thing is how dare that Negro in the White House, that Muslim
Hussein,
how dare he half whitewash things?
Gay.
Or blackwash it.
Whitewash this, boy.
At one point, this guy, I'm not going to play it anymore.
God,
I've got the transcript here. At one point, he says here, these are cardinal characteristic, cardinal fingerprints of terrorism. He says, I don't want to come to any hasty conclusions at this point, but if you look at the dots, if you start to connect them in a way that's rational and reasonable and
not
political, based on simple things we know about terrorism, it's inescapable that one horrible conclusion is terror.
Of course.
Which, fine.
Of course, this is terrorism.
But then he says, is it based on politics? Is it based on religion? Is it based on hate?
Mm-hmm.
Is it a literal war on Christmas?
Oh, okay. Now, wait a
second. Is it a literal fucking war on Christmas?
Is it true that these terrorists, instead of shooting up whatever care facility this was, they meant to go to a Christmas tree farm?
Right.
President, today, this is a jittery America that needs to be either reassured or told the truth or both about what occurred in San Bernardino, California yesterday.
It's a
beautiful town, as is Redlands. I've been there many, many times. It's a sad day, and our condolences to all those who've suffered losses on this day.
On this day, suffered losses, whitewash. Yeah.
So the literal war on Christmas.
Ironically, you know, so is this ironic that Peter Johnson Jr. is indeed a dick? Yeah. Is that irony?
I don't know. I don't know if it's irony. It's appropriate. It's quite appropriate.
Teresa, if you're listening, tell us, is that irony? You're the literary person.
Yeah, I don't know.
We don't fucking know.
What else is going on in the world?
What a bunch of jackholes. I mean, fucking really. Did they ever discuss the fact how these people got these guns, how the shooting happened?
They're still working. Apparently, all I've heard so far is that they were legally obtained. So
legally.
I guess they've already checked into that and legally purchased.
Right. There's nothing we could have done to prevent this. That's what all the idiots on Facebook are saying about gun control. You say, maybe we need to better gun control, blah, 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 blah. They tell me I can go fuck myself because, you know, they obtained these guns legally.
Yes.
There's nothing we could have done anyway.
Right.
So go fuck yourself. You're an idiot.
Yes. In several holes.
Oh, yes. All the holes.
Oh, we played Sarah Palin already. I've got... Oh, here's an interesting story. This is news out of South Africa.
Hello. South African? What is that? Good day. Australia.
It's a weird mixture of Dutch and British.
Well, Jim Jefferies is South African, the comedian.
No, Australian.
Ah, damn it!
South African runner.
Hello.
Blade Runner, they call him.
Ooh. Oh, yeah, the cheater.
Oscar Pistorius.
Oh, yeah, he had some issues.
Was convicted of manslaughter, I believe.
Manslaughter.
But now, things work a little bit differently down there.
Good day.
The prosecutors appealed.
Right.
And now a higher court has determined that he's guilty of murder.
Oh, shit. What does this mean?
That they overturned the sentencing or the conviction of the previous court. Supreme Court of Appeal Justice Lorimer Eric Leach.
Jesus Christ, that name. It's a Lorimer. Lorimer? Lorimer.
The state had to prove that the perpetrator committed the act that led to the victim's death with the intention to kill.
Right.
I guess they had said, well, no, he wasn't sure that shooting hollow point bullets through a door into a tiny bathroom would have killed somebody. That's what the defense tried to argue. He was afraid somebody was breaking in, which everybody thinks is a lie because he's had allegedly a history of some domestic abuse allegations, a lot of people think
now. I know
he just got pissed off his girlfriend.
I know you have
unloaded his gun into the door.
Right, right. I know you have some controversial views on this. I know
I do
that. You think that if someone has bladed feet, that they are not allowed, they should not be able to participate in mainstream sports.
Right,
because you think their handicap is actually.
Look, I'm not lopping off my legs for a couple of bouncy hooks.
A rocket leg up.
Right.
Right.
But
you would have back when you were playing tennis.
No.
Well, didn't you ever have knee surgery or have someone work on your... Okay, sure. Well, you're disqualified then. That's artificial.
It's not.
Have you ever put on suntan lotion when playing?
I should be a cancerous... a big brown...
I also thought this guy was from Australia. Are you sure?
In South Africa.
Are you sure?
Under the manslaughter conviction, he was sentenced to 5 years in jail, but under South African law, an offender sentenced to 5 years or less may be released to correctional supervision, which is, you know, probation,
right,
after serving 1/6 of the term in prison. Shit.
Who even knows what that is?
So after less than a year, I think we might have covered it on a previous crab diving.
Right. Crab diving retro.
He just got out. He was like in jail for less than a year, and then they released him to, quote, house arrest, which is actually his uncle's, quote, lavish home, a red brick house with landscaped lawns in an affluent suburb of Pretoria.
He does not deserve landscaping, the murderer, with the fake fucking legs.
So, but now he may go back for 15 years is the minimum.
Ooh.
So 1/6 of that would be, you know, between 2 and 3 years. So he might have to go back for a couple more years.
Oh, shit. You know, if I was him, I was on trial and the judge is like, you are sentenced to 1/6 of a 15-year sentence. I would actually have to look at my lawyer and say,
how much is that?
Is that a lot?
Am I upset? Yeah.
Is that more than half? I mean, it's not, obviously. It's a sixth.
Don't make me do math.
Oh, I wouldn't know. You know why? Because I went to school in Georgia and Virginia and Florida. We don't know fractions. We're dumb.
I'm going to save these for tomorrow for Friday.
Faithless Friday, everybody.
2 p.m. to 4 p.m. Pacific live, ladies and gentlemen.
What's up, Pistorius? What's he do with those fancy ass legs in prison?
I think he wears his prison legs.
Is he allowed? Wait, are you telling me he doesn't
or
get
none.
Super duper? He doesn't get to keep the super duper legs?
Well, no, they're like,
they pop them off.
Yeah. They're Transformers.
Are they strapped on? No, I mean, how are they attached to his leg? You can't keep your legs?
I think he has different legs. I think he has running legs, and I think he has
Lindsey Graham
evening
would have.
Legs.
Yes, don't be obscene. I got morning legs. Does he have brunch legs?
He might.
I mean, don't you think if you were a Pistorius and you say you're like, oh, it's snowing today, I'm going to put my ski legs on. And do you think his little feet that are in a snowshoe? Or does he have shoes that go on the end of his legs, depending on the event? I don't know.
He's like Inspector Gadget.
Deploy the Spocks.
I've got a story here, ladies and gentlemen. Thanks for listening, by the way. Don't forget we're here 2 p.m. to 4 p.m.
If you want to buy something on Amazon, please go to crabdiving.com. Access our portal.
Absolutely.
Give us your juice.
Always open.
Go buy some hummus.
Mr. President.
You know who that is?
Glenn Beck.
Damn.
I was like, play it again.
Glenn Beck, ladies and gentlemen. You want to hear it?
Mr. President.
Oh, my God.
Apparently.
That's a perfect voice.
Apparently, Glenn Beck has a message for Barack Hussein Obama.
Gay Kenyon.
And here is from his radio program, The Blaze.
If you're in the voiceover business, get out. Get out! Beck's here, baby.
Yeah, Beck's bloviating.
I say this with as much respect as you deserve. Screw global warming.
Yeah! Now we're talking. I'm with Glenn Beck on this. Screw
God.
It. Fuck
listen
it.
Listen to the pauses this motherfucker is taking, too.
Screw.
Meanwhile, he's got a... He's looking like the Grimace.
He's
from
fetching.
McDonald's. He's got a purple sweater over a purple shirt. He does have a white t-shirt underneath.
Oh, does he?
Unbuttoned, surprisingly.
Layered.
His Oxford shirt is open at the collar, unusually.
You got a fucking layer, all right? He's not an asshole.
Mr. President, I say this with as much respect as you deserve. screw global warming. The hell is wrong with you? If you actually believe that global warming is the biggest problem we face, with terror all around the world, an $18 trillion debt, nine of which is yours, no real allies left that trust us, riots in our streets, riots in our university campuses, race relations worse than I've seen since the 1960s, and a distrust of our fellow Americans unlike anything I've ever seen. You, sir, are either delusional or you're the dumbest son of a bitch on the planet.
Whoa!
Bam!
Damn!
Listen, everybody, pardon me while I whip this out.
Do you hear the people sing? Sing the song.
Listen, if we're okay, let's yes. have this ridiculous argument he's making. Let's play this out. Okay, let's say it's the last week on the planet. The shit's really hit the fan.
Sure.
Now there's
the apocalypse. Sure.
And it's like, I don't know.
Wait, did the Christians get sucked up first, or are they still here?
Oh, they're sucking their faces off.
Is this
whatever?
Is this a pre
everybody sucking baby
assumption apocalypse theory, or a post assumption apocalypse theory?
Oh, it's all assumptions in fuck included, my friend.
Is the Earth finally fun?
Yes,
with all the Christian ninnies.
Yeah, they're gone.
Got assumed.
But like, you know, the fucking
Mormons got their own planets.
Absolutely. And the fucking laser beams are coming down from the sun, mm-hmm. zapping the skin off your fucking skull.
Xenu's back.
Right. Is really race
taking the Scientologists
yeah.
away.
Xenu
picking up Tom Cruise.
Dude, Xenu's smoking
John Travolta.
Motherfucker. John Travolta is smoking motherfuckers.
You think they'll let him fly the spaceship?
He is flying he is the spaceship. Yes. His big fat face is the fucking spaceship. It's the apocalypse. It's the apocalypse 69,000
yeah.
in a full effect. Is it really the debt that's going to be the biggest problem? Honestly, is it? We got whirlpools yeah. up my ass. It's the end of the fucking world, dude.
And I love how he blames half of the debt on Obama. Another right-wing bullshit trope.
Ooh.
Playing on the fact that people don't understand how deficit and debt works.
Trope this,
because
bitch.
We were hemorrhaging so much as
hemorrhoids.
If we had just gotten flipped over and Lexington Steel fucked without permission. There's blood spewing out of our assholes.
Ew.
like an oil derrick that got knocked over.
You know, you stumbled into, I think, the most brilliant thing ever. The most brilliant fucking porn name ever. You said, now... This is amazing. I wish Teresa was listening.
She may be.
Lexicon Steel.
Okay. I said Lexington.
Yeah, but the lexicon. Isn't that? That's what you use to look up Shakespearean words.
Right.
Shakespeare-themed porn star. Lexicon Steel. I am Lexicon Steel.
There's a big call for that.
You don't know? Shit. Does it exist?
To pee or not to pee. That is the question.
Okay.
Whether it is nobler to shit upon the faces of those... suffer the herpes and gonorrhea of outrageous.
And a distrust of our fellow Americans unlike anything I've ever seen. You, sir, are either delusional or you're the dumbest son of a bitch on the planet. Which is it?
Oh, meanwhile,
which
they
is
cut.
It?
God, when crab diving starts making millions, crabdiving.com/Amazon, then... We're going to hire this director if we do our TV show.
Yeah.
Because this guy cut away to Glenn Beck's stupid fucking book, which he's trying to sell right now.
Oh, yeah.
Called It Is About Islam. Glenn
Why don't
Beck.
We write a book about liberal shit? Why can't... What can we write about? Like, liberal stuff. What is there? Like, some dumb book.
We'll just...
I want to write a dumb book.
We'll hire somebody to transcribe a few of our shows. And
oh,
just
yes.
throw it into the... It'll be as coherent as Trump's latest book.
Oh, sure. And more fun, right?
Which is it? Because it is about Islam. So was Boston. So was Benghazi. So was Fort Hood. So was a half dozen others that you failed to address. And quite frankly, sir, so was Ahmed the Clock Kid. It was a timer, not a clock.
Oh,
unnecessary flag on the field, ladies and gentlemen.
I mean,
unnecessary roughness.
Most of what he said was nuts, right? Just batshit crazy.
Mm-hmm.
But that Ahmed the Clock guy thing comment, that was stupid. We all know.
It was a timer.
He wasn't building a motherfucking bomb.
A timer.
It was a clock.
Ed, it was a timer, not a clock.
There you go.
I mean, you know, the depressing, well, there's lots depressing about that, but the really, really depressing thing is, you know, there's a bunch of fat, white old fuck nuts. That's right! It was a fucking bomb! Oh, it was timer! Yeah. They're fucking agreeing with
me. I saw it on television. There you go, ladies and gentlemen.
I'm dumbfounded. I'm speechless. Jeez. That was crazy. That's the craziest Glenn Beck.
There's a lot of them out there. Do you want to hear another one?
Oh, yeah.
Here's Glenn Beck, ladies and gentlemen.
He doesn't believe the things that he's saying.
He's talking about Donald Trump. Remember, he's not a Donald Trump fan.
I thought he was talking about Obama right now. He's not?
No.
He's like you said, 2012. Mitt Romney's too extreme on the border.
Oh, wait. I played this clip a couple days ago, I think.
He's too extreme on the border.
Yeah, he's talking about how he thinks he's a liberal. So there you go.
Right.
Glenn Beck. That was our Glenn Beck moment.
Perfect.
Ladies and gentlemen. I've got a story here.
Yay.
I just saw Harry Reid is proposing gun limits for convicted abortion protesters.
What do you mean? If you're convicted,
they're just trolling now.
All right.
They're trying to keep people from being able to buy guns if you've been convicted of, I guess, protesting at abortion clinics too vociferously you know, they're trying to keep guns out of the hands of guys like that asshole.
Right.
Went and shot up, but I don't think he was a protester. So I think it's, you know, they're kind of trolling a little bit.
Oh, Harry Reid's picking a fight.
Harry Reid's putting they're trying to put an amendment into. Now I got to open this up. I'm trying to go from memory what I heard last night.
Working from memory.
Senate Minority Leader Harry Reid says he plans to force a vote on gun control legislation. He says gun violence has become a cancer in this nation. They're saying it's unlikely to become a law since it will require approval by guess who? The House of Representatives.
Oh man, I've heard that place is nuts. It's just nuts in there. The bathrooms don't work. Paint's chipped.
So this is one of these. I don't know how I feel about this. This is the shit that the right does though too with these.
Yeah, but dude,
these we're making a statement,
but we're right.
Legislation.
The libs are right on this. You know you know why this is important? It's because all these fucknuts are going to have to vote no.
Meanwhile, you know what's...
they're going to look like assholes.
What's an utter crime is Mitch McConnell of Kentucky, who is still... they're blocking legislation...
Cock block.
...to continue the funding for health care benefits
for the
9/11 responders who are all like... asbestos and cancered the fuck
they
up from what they had to
up.
Do.
And this Mitch McConnell is an asshole.
This is the one that John Stewart has been championing. He went down to Congress, right? With a couple of these first responders, one of which is dying of cancer. One of these guys.
And they're denying him health care. They're denying funding him or paying his health care. This is fucking disgusting. This is who the fucking Republican Party is.
It's a no-brainer. But there are a couple of assholes in the House, too, who are... McConnell hasn't said anything yet out about it. But there's a couple of assholes in the House, these lunatics... who call it an entitlement.
What?
We don't want to vote for another permanent entitlement. We'll vote for temporary.
These guys are heroes. They were first responders at 9/11.
And one of the people said, you know what? It's not a permanent entitlement. Everyone's going to be dead at some point. Everyone.
Right.
This isn't a recurring 9/11 entitlement. Everybody, these several hundred people, will pass on at some point. And I don't think it's a heinous thing that maybe we sling a few million dollars their way for their health care.
No, fuck no. Just think about all the corporate welfare we give out to a bunch of people that don't do anything but shit on this fucking country and fuck everything up. You're talking about people that, God, I'm just thinking back to watching all that shit on 9/11 unfold on television. It was the horror scene. And all these fucking rescue workers and these EMT guys going into it to help people. What the fuck is wrong with Mitch McConnell? He's fucked up. There's something fucked up about him.
Here's Jon Stewart calling out Mitch McConnell, throwing down former host of The Daily Show, Jon Stewart.
It's the people here who are reporters, because I cannot bring and I would just ask the people here who are reporters, because I cannot bring heroism or integrity to this process. I can only bring cameras and hopefully a sense of public shame. So this is what I ask to all the reporters here and to the people with the cameras. I ask you to go to Senator Mitch McConnell's office and ask him personally. In 2000, you sponsored the Nuclear Energy Permanent Healthcare Bill. You made a campaign commercial touting your support for that bill. That bill has to date cost $11 billion. Everyone here is asking for something that is $4.6 billion. How in good conscience can you deny them the very thing that you have proudly brought to the people of your state? Please personally ask him that.
There you go.
Shit.
Jon Stewart calling out Mitch McConnell.
Is it true when people have asked him that very question that his head retracts into his shell?
It does.
He's like fucking just
like an uncut dick. Scrolls back in there.
Amazing control he has.
Heinous. I mean, there's utterly no reason that this asshole hasn't put that in.
It's disgusting. It's fucked up, man. I don't get it.
And again, like you said, but then they'll vote for, you know, $200 billion in corporate tax cuts.
Yeah, they don't have any fucking shame, apparently.
The
what is it? Because Mitch McConnell never runs for president. He just has to answer to his shitty constituents. So the rest of the country, fuck
who's
off.
Who's against this? What? Even the Republicans?
Apolitical.
Who's against this?
Except
for a couple of extreme lunatics.
Yeah.
In the House, I just don't.
This is gross.
They said McConnell's ignoring questions about his role in blocking the legislation.
How do you fucking ignore it?
One of the advocates said that a group met with McConnell on Wednesday, and that he promised to include the continuing funding. It's called the Zadroga Bill.
Zadroga
Act. He will include it in the omnibus budget bill.
Omnibus.
But he said they still have to find money to pay for it. Well, I don't know. We're still gonna find money to pay for it.
You know, you could start with those fucking Waltons. Everybody's having to take government aid to shop at their fucking store because they pay their employees shit. Turn them upside down. Find some dollars.
Senator Kirsten Gillibrand of New York.
Kirsten Dunst. I was like, wow.
Kirsten Gillibrand.
Who knew?
Democrat from New York said, men and women who answered the call of duty after the gravest terrorist attack in our nation's history stood there on the pile looking for survivors, finding remains, doing the horrible work of cleaning up after such a loss, all the while breathing in so many deadly toxins that are now killing them.
Yeah.
They came because they are patriots. They came because they are heroes. What is Congress doing today?
They're fucking
nothing.
Them. They're fucking them.
She said, we need to leadership. We need what we need from our Senate and House leadership is exactly that.
Yeah.
Leadership. So a giant fuck you to Turtle Face,
right?
The evil Mitch McConnell for blocking the first responders' healthcare.
Go do your fucking job. Put your penis down. Put it back in your pants. Go fucking make this happen. It's disgusting.
A typical Republican.
Yeah, it is
asshole.
But it is. It is typical, right?
Yeah.
Heartless. Doesn't make any fucking sense.
How anyone could call that an entitlement? I just don't understand. I don't get it. It's an entitlement.
None of these assholes who are voting for this would have ever rushed into that tragedy to help people. None of them.
Oh, fuck no.
I mean,
hell no.
No way.
And then you've got, I've heard stories of like cameramen in yesterday who were running towards the gunfire yesterday.
That's crazy.
One guy was passing a cell phone around, letting people call their loved ones to say they were okay.
I always think about those people that are cameramen and stuff. And man, that's, they do some crazy shit, man.
Yeah.
They don't give a shit. They want to get that shot no matter what.
Look at Richard Engel running around wherever there's bombs off in the Mideast. He's the NBC foreign
correspondent. Was he? Why wasn't he there? He's probably in Syria doing something horrible.
Probably, yeah. Yeah. He was in Paris for a while after that happened, but he probably went back to the somewhere heinous in the Mideast.
I was listening to some lunatic reporter at the BBC driving around in some tiny little fucking two-door sedan at some mayor of some town in Syria. The mayor is just driving him around in this car, showing him places, and he had a fucking, you know, a gun. And he had his own little sidearm.
Yeah. Safe American. Gets in,
you know.
He's a good guy with a gun.
Right.
Right.
But he's in Syria.
We
don't live in Syria. That's why everyone doesn't need guns, assholes. You know? Right. My God, it's really irritating.
Hopefully.
Everybody's Jack Bauer in America. Very good. Good for you. Suck a dick.
We did talk about this. The biggest fear, again, for normal people here in the country is that now this terrorist attack, if that's what it ends up being, is just going to just light the fire under the lunatics even more. It can only help Donald Trump, really, on that side, right?
Right. Yeah.
But the increasing Islamophobia is playing right into what ISIS wants. There was a, I think it was an advisor for George Bush a couple of days ago, came out and said, you know, these bombing things we're doing, and the more that we go after them is exactly what they want.
So how are we supposed to handle them, though? I mean, what's the idea?
That you got to work at it politically and get these, especially with this Shia Sunni thing. You got the people right now, I think they're Sunnis, and they got shit on by the leadership that was put in.
Right.
And ignored. So they're like, well, ISIS is better.
So we're not going to bomb the problem away.
Well, no, maybe, you know, maybe we have areas where there's governors who are Sunnis. You know, you let them self-govern more. You divide it into two countries. I don't know what the fucking solution is.
I can't believe the George Bush administration didn't have a handle on this shit before they attacked Iraq. How could they not have seen any of this shit coming?
Oh, shocking.
You took the Middle East. Could we have fucked the Middle East up any more than it is now?
It would take a lot.
Why are people saying that ISIS was caused by the Iraq war? That's what I think. Am I crazy?
Yeah. Well, no, they say it was caused by Obama.
Why?
Because after the surge, the surge and the Iraqis decided that they wanted us the fuck out of the country, we said, okay, well, we'll leave.
I got a little surge on me. Right.
Somebody, there was one of the pundits on TV was screaming, well, you know, Obama destroyed the country by the surge had worked and everything was working. And then, you know, Obama said, well, we're leaving. Bye.
Yeah.
Here you go, ISIS.
The ISIS got ready.
And then the one of the pundits.
Yes.
Pointed out the fact that, well, you know, we wouldn't have been there in the first place.
But that's everything when you argue with a Republican.
And then he also said,
I mean,
he said, but did the Iraqis want us there anymore? And the guy was like, well, no, but no more. But what are we going to do? Are we going to overthrow the government that we put in there?
Right.
Because they don't want us there anymore.
Yeah.
So what do you mean? They didn't want, they said, get the GTFO.
Get the fuck out.
We don't want you here no more.
Listen,
you fucked it up already.
Listen, I have relatives and friends that were over in Iraq, and you know, and I said, "Do you think Iraq's worse after having been bombed by America?" And they kind of laughed. Like, yes, it's worse. It's worse.
And then, meanwhile, this is a story from a couple of days ago. We touched on it a little bit, but just this is how heinous it is. This is on Thanksgiving Day. a Muslim cab driver.
Yes.
In Pittsburgh.
Right.
We now have details. He said he picked up a guy outside of a casino, Rivers Casino, at 1 a.m. During the trip to the guy's, apartment into a residence in Hazelwood. I don't know how long it is.
Okay.
But he said the passenger became asking him about his background. 38-year-old Muslim Moroccan immigrant.
Okay.
Wasiula Mohammed.
Yay.
Said he started the conversation, began to ask questions like, "You seem to be like a Pakistani guy. Are you from Pakistan?" The driver said, "No, I'm from Morocco, but now I'm an American guy."
Right.
He said the conversation continued and the passenger started asking about ISIS. What about ISIS killing people? The driver said, Mr. Muhammad said, "I told him, actually, I'm against ISIS. I don't like them. They're killing innocent people." He said, "I noticed that he changed his tone and began to make fun of Muhammad, my prophet, and began to shift to his personal life."
No.
He mentioned he has two kids and was in prison for some time.
Oh, jeez.
He says, "So it was this kind of stuff until we got to his destination. He asked me to wait for a little bit because he forgot his wallet in the house."
Ooh.
"I waited for 5 minutes. I'm thinking, and I noticed that he came out of the house carrying a rifle in his hand."
Oh, shit.
"I noticed him coming toward me. I didn't hesitate. I made a fast decision to leave, drove my taxi away because I felt he was going to do something, that there was danger that he would shoot me, that he had the intention to kill me. As he was driving away, Mr. Muhammad heard gunshots."
Oh, my God.
"One of which took out the back window of his cab and struck him between the shoulder blades."
By the way, that's terrorism, everybody. Big white guy, scary domestic motherfucking terrorism.
He was able to drive a couple of blocks further where he pulled over. He waved down a passing car, got them to call the police.
How terrifying.
Stable,
dude.
Condition, bullet lodged in his back.
Oh, my God.
And they're now looking, they're investigating the shooting and the incident. But this is the kind of shit that is going to start happening.
Yeah. And Donald Trump, all that fucking xenophobic, hateful, insightful speech,
right?
That hate speech.
And yes, it was heinous. Yes, it might be Islamic terror. That doesn't mean that the Muslims that live across the street from us here at Crab Diving are terrorists, and
right,
we should hate them, and that we should be...
There's a bunch of kooky Irish Catholic fuckers blowing up people in Ireland, right? Sorry, I didn't, you know.
How dare you?
I mean? But that doesn't
We haven't
mean,
done that in a couple of years.
It doesn't mean all Catholics, you know, are terrorists or pedophiles.
Right. That's about it for today's show, ladies and gentlemen. Thanks for listening. We're going to be back tomorrow, Faithless Friday, to wrap up the week. We've got some Jim Baker I've been saving for a couple of days some other stuff.
I can't wait.
Tomorrow, 2 p.m. to 4 p.m. Pacific, live 5 to 7 on the East Type Coast. You can download us as a podcast after the show, a few hours. It goes out on iTunes, on Stitcher, and at crabdiving.com. Secret note.
It's also on SoundCloud.
Oh, shit.
Don't forget, Ryan's going to be doing some comedy somewhere soon. Find out where, find out when. Go to his Twitter, at RatedRComedy, or to RatedRComedy.com.
Follow the very funny Patrick Vile on Twitter, at Vile Experience. Oh, so freaking Vile.
And we will be back tomorrow, ladies and gentlemen, to wrap up the week. Thanks for listening.
Bye-bye.
Oh, wait, that's Africa.
Oh, shit.
We don't want Africa. We want this. Bye-bye.
Thank you for listening to Crab Diving. Catch the crabs on Facebook, facebook.com/crabdiving, and on Twitter and Instagram, @crabdiving.